This is Chris Whalen, CPA, and welcome to the Street Level Business Podcast. My CPA firm specializes in business and income tax matters for businesses and families and offers the full array of services you would expect from a full-service CPA firm. If you look at your screen, you will see my website and phone number, both great ways to reach me. Today's tax topic is the Trump tax impact or the percentage of tax savings comparing 2018 to 2017. If you take a look at your screen, you'll see this chart that I prepared. This chart illustrates the average amount of total tax savings from 2017 and 2018, the first year of the Trump tax changes. I took the same financial facts and simply calculated the 2017 and 2018 total tax with them. The percentage of tax saved in 2018 versus the tax paid in 2017 is shown at the top of the bars in the chart. If you look at your screen, I have five income levels on the chart that I've analyzed: 0 to 50,000, 50,000 to 100,000, 100,000 to 250,000, 250,000 to 500,000, and 500,000 and above. What you're looking at here is a crystallization of my analysis of the tax savings as a percentage of total tax. Well, what does that mean? Well, take a look at your screen and let's dissect the $50,000 level. I used married filing joint for all of my examples. The total tax in 2017 on a couple earning $50,000 was $6,568. The total tax in 2018 on a couple earning $50,000 was $5,619. The total tax savings was $949. If we divide that $949 into the 2017 tax of $6,568, we get our savings percentage, or 14.45%, meaning $949 is 14.45% of $6,568. You will see that percentage on top of the $0 to $50,000 bar in my chart. The other income ranges were calculated the same way. We can now see that the middle income and lower income families were given a much higher tax break than those families earning over $250,000. Take a look at the yellow bar with a savings of 15.84% up to an income of $250,000. Then it goes down by almost 4% in the next range that extends to $500,000. It further declines to 9.34% for those above $500,000. So this did in fact give the rich a much lower tax break than middle income and lower income families. So we have a family making $50,000 saving 14.45% from 2017 to 2018, and families making more than $500,000 saving only 9.34%. So lower income families saved 54.7% more than the so-called 1%, or the rich. Take a look at your screen and I'll show you how this is calculated. The lower income savings is 14.45%. The 1% saved 9.34%. The difference is 5.11%, which means that's the number that the lower income had as a greater savings. So 5.11% divided into 9.34% is 54.71%. I hope this finally dispels the fake news that the 1% received a larger tax break under Trump's tax plan. This is obviously false based on my analysis and the facts. These tax breaks have been a godsend for my individual and business clients. I know many of you don't like Trump, but try to get over that, because if he were to lose in November, you'll be paying much more in taxes for a very long time. Take one last look at this chart and find your income range. Those are some very large savings that all of us have enjoyed. I don't believe there is anyone out there who would vote to raise their own taxes in November. This brings us to the end of this edition of the Street Level Business Podcast. Questions? Concerns? Call me on 732-673-0510. Thanks for listening. I hope you found this podcast informative. Remember, the moment you have a business or tax question is the moment you should be calling me. Have a great day.